Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The biggest names in the business are friends of the program here on You Better You Bet.
The great Ian Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hey everyone, it's Brian Anderson of TNT Sports, and you are listening to the great Rick and Jimmy. And these two are such close friends, and Nick and Femi. Better bet. Bet. You should bet. No. You better bet now. Better. You better you bet. Nick and Femi, you better you bet. My favorites.
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. First hour of the show, ton of New England Patriots, got into the New York Jets as well, and some news from around the National Football League. No Darius Slayton for the Giants. And when that's being reported as news and it matters, you know the Giants are in dire straits. I love the Packers to destroy my Giants coming up on Sunday. Also told you that I bet some Patriots Super Bowl exactas where I think that they will lose because the top of the NFC is way better than the top of the AFC. Like, you think the Patriots are beating the Eagles, the Rams, the Seahawks, the Lions in a Super Bowl? No way. But maybe they can get there. Maybe they can get to the Super Bowl. So bet a couple of those long shot prices at BetMGM just to keep myself covered in case the Patriots do, in fact, make it. Ryan Horvath going to join us in 20 minutes, our teammate here on the BetMGM Network. Ryan's football bets for the weekend. I will roll through tonight in the NBA, this weekend in college hoops, and give you my early national championship prediction in college basketball 40 minutes from now. And in the final hour, the power hour, all the football bets coming up for this weekend. But joining us right now, it is always a pleasure to welcome to the show our buddy Colin Wilson from the Action Network. Big Bets on Campus is the college football betting podcast, along with our friend Stuckey. All his written work can be found at actionnetwork.com. I read his column every week of his bets, and I am smarter for having read them. He's used this to, I don't know what all these stats are. That's just not, I'm not criticized. I deal in a different space. On Twitter at _Colin1, Colin spelled with two L's. My friend, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you for having me. Is your segment on college basketball going to be the Arkansas Razorbacks? I've been to two games now. I think they're ranked 14th. Like, they played horribly against Michigan State and still had a chance to win. I can't even tell you the length of this team. Like, everybody's arms are like 8 feet long. Everybody's at least 6'8". Like, this, and this Acuff kid, I'm telling you, Nick, if you haven't seen it, this Acuff kid at Arkansas is going to be a top five NBA draft pick. So choose wisely in your basketball segment.
I love that. And like this is why I'm saying how loaded this college basketball season is. Just quickly, because you're a huge college hoops fan. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if you're in the weeds on it yet with college football going on. I truly think this is going to be the best college basketball season ever. Now, you'll probably go back to 1994 because your Razorbacks won the title against Duke with Corliss Williamson and Scottie Thurman, of course. But with all the and how NIL has changed the game here, and we can be quick on this and get to the college football. But, I mean, I think this is going to be the best season of my lifetime in college basketball.
There's more talent in this than there has been in the last couple of years. And that's saying something. Like, I think the NBA is going to be looking at some future stars at a lot of teams right now. And I think NIL does have a big thing to do with that. But I've said that about college baseball for the last 3 years. These kids don't want to go to single and double A baseball for $30,000 when they get the same NIL deal and go play on a college campus with girls and better facilities. So the college sports is great with NIL. I have no complaints.
Listen, girls are a pretty big draw for heterosexual men. That is generally how it works. All right. College football. Before we get to the games, any big takes that you have, betting or otherwise, out of the second batch of playoff rankings from earlier this week?
Ole Miss is the national championship future you need to hit on. They're solidly going to fall between 5 and 8, which means they're kind of blocked out of the SEC championship game. They can't make it, so they won't play that weekend, but they will be asked to play the following weekend at home because they're going to fall from a 5 to an 8 seed because they're essentially blocked out of their conference championship. So you're replacing what would be a really tough game on a neutral site against another SEC foe. Instead, you're potentially going to get a group of five team. You're going to get a 12 seed, an 11 seed, maybe a team that's not supposed to be there. And Ole Miss is, I mean, you want to talk about home road splits. Nobody has it like Ole Miss, especially with their offense. So now you're going to keep them from not going to the SEC championship game. You're going to give them a first round. I just can't see any way they're not in the quarterfinals on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. And right now the number that I got earlier this week was 18-1. And I mean, if you're telling me this is a quarterfinal team, which it all sets up that it is going to be a quarterfinal team, 18-1 is a number you want to have.
And Ole Miss and Colin, I'm guessing you agree with me. It feels like win tomorrow against Florida and Ole Miss is in the playoff because it could survive a loss in the Egg Bowl and still make it as a 2-loss SEC team. So it feels like kind of a win and in game tomorrow. You know, the betting market in that game is so fascinating, right? And I'm hoping that you can kind of shed some light on this for me because I do so many media hits on during the day on Friday and like I'm doing all my NFL work. I look up like a couple hours ago. This was 14.5 yesterday. Ole Miss favored by 14.5. Now it's 11.5 and we might be going down to 11. So Florida's been getting bet. What's happening here in this betting market? And do you think Florida can put a scare into Ole Miss?
Yes. And if Lagway plays the way Lagway can, the problem with Florida football is they had 2 turnovers, I think against OU, 4 against Kentucky, 5 against LSU. You just don't know with Florida, whatever, they're just going to combust and just, you know, not take themselves out of the game. And that's been the Gators' problem the entire season. There's also something else working against them here, which is Billy Gonzalez, their interim head coach. He didn't change the game plan last week. So they got ran out of the building by Kentucky. Maybe they changed the game plan up a little bit here. I know that Lagway was benched, but maybe he's not going to be benched here. But this is a wild spread. I mean, this got up to 17. And once it hit 17, that's when the Florida money came in. I made the game 10, and I was thinking, I can't figure out what's going on here. Lagway's already been benched. What in the world would make this Florida line go up so high? I think it's in the where it needs to be right now. But there is a lot of sharp money out there that's backing the Gators here. So if they can go in and give them a scare, that'd be something. But I'm not backing away from an 18-1. Just don't bet Ole Miss. Just take an 18-1 in the national title.
And just like, we'll get to other games, but I find this to be so interesting based off the Ole Miss future that you placed, like win the national championship, and you backed it up with really solid reasoning, as you always do. I have a hard time trusting Lane. Yeah. Tomorrow's game feels a little weird to me with all like the undertones of, I guess, Lane. Like, what is Lane going to be coaching Florida next year? Like, well, it all just feels a little weird to me here. Are you confident that the head coach can kind of keep this on the rails? And we can be quick with this and get on to the other games.
Well, what people.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
People don't know is that Lane was going to take the job last year, but Billy saved his job. Florida, who runs the program?
Great decision by Florida.
Yeah, they've wanted Lane the entire time, and they contacted Lane last year when they thought Billy Napier wasn't going to get it together and that he was going to be the next coach. There is a little bit of a love fest going on between Lane and the current administration that's at Florida, and the reason is because they can offer four times as much money to players. They can offer four times the resources, four times the facilities, and Ole Miss just can't keep up. And I'm not saying that to make Ole Miss fans. I went to Arkansas. I live right next to campus. We can't afford it either to keep up with people like Florida and LSU. But there's been a love fest between the two, and I can't imagine him ending up anywhere else. Now, what happens tomorrow? Does he go and blow them out and say, huh, do you want me or not? Or, like, does he take his foot off the pedal? I don't know. I don't know if that matters, but he's – you said you can't trust Lane. He's actually calling from an execution standpoint and play calling standpoint. This is one of his best ever.
We shall see what happens tomorrow. Ole Miss against Florida. Florida has been the preferred betting side over the last few days. You better you bet on this Friday. Our guest, Colin Wilson from the Action Network, Big Bets on Campus, is the college football betting podcast that everybody should check out. All right. This is some of the biggest games this weekend. Georgia and Texas in Athens. Bulldogs, a 6.5-point home favorite, Colin. Total, 49.5. And just to, I'm going to inject my opinion in a little bit here. I am going to wait until the last second and bet some Texas money line. I think Arch has got another gear to hit here. And I hope it happens tomorrow. What say you, Texas and Georgia?
Two straight games of 300-plus passing yards and three TDs in each of those games. It looks like Manning has finally turned the corner here. He's facing a secondary that he can absolutely shred. The back of Georgia's defense is beyond leaky. It's like the Titanic. Georgia has been so horrific at A, creating a pass rush, B, defending the pass, and C, in scoring opportunities for opponents. Georgia's 116th in defensive finishing drives. That essentially says how many points do you average when you cross the 40-yard line. Georgia's given a touchdown up to everybody that comes into play. So I bet Texas first quarter, money line, like plus 150, because Georgia never wins first quarters. They have a net neutral score in the first quarter, and the rest of them, they just absolutely dominate. Something else to pay attention right now, Georgia's 24th in the middle eight. If you don't know what the middle eight is, it's the last 4 minutes of the first half, it's the first 4 minutes of the second half. And right now, Georgia is top 25 in that because they're masters of the clock and they are masters of in-game adjustments. So I complete, and Texas is 84th in the middle eight. This is an easy script for me. Texas gets the lead. I played in first quarter money line at plus 150. Georgia, as they always do, adjust because they have the best staff in the world at adjusting. And the second quarter, they'll pick it up and they'll run with it and they'll win the game. Do they cover? Maybe. I think it's properly priced at 6. But why would you take Georgia minus 6 when it's going to be money line in the second quarter? So that's the way I'm playing it.
Positive words about Mike Bobo. I love it. The Georgia offensive coordinator. Let's go to Bama and Oklahoma, Colin.
Yeah.
Tied 6-point favorites in this game, total 45.5. I like Bama. It feels to me like a lot of people like Oklahoma. I feel like this line may come down. So your thoughts on where this may close and your opinion on Bama and Oklahoma?
I think it'll close 4.5. I'm on Oklahoma side, and I'm on John Mateer over 27.5 rushing yards. If you go through Alabama's history, or at least this year, and I think last year too, they have serious problems with mobile quarterbacks. Bo Prabula was the leading rusher for Missouri when they played. He had a touchdown. Missouri almost beat him. Lenora Sellers just had himself a field day. Leading rusher for South Carolina had himself a TD. If you go back to how Florida State beat Alabama, Tommy Castellanos just went absolutely crazy on that Alabama defense. Kane Womack, the defensive corner, has serious issues with mobile quarterbacks, and now he's going to get John Mateer. And I don't think Mateer's legs have been what we've all expected so far, but he did create three explosive runs and juked six people out of their shoes against Tennessee. And that's the best game that he's had on the ground so far this year. So if he is peaking and Alabama's having problems with mobile quarterbacks, that's going to be an issue. Now, on the other side with Ty Simpson, like, yeah, he's kind of in the Heisman race and he has this unbelievable amount of accuracy. He went 21 of 35 against LSU. That is not the accurate Ty Simpson that we've been looking for. And Oklahoma's 10th defensively in creating a contested catch, really small windows to throw into. I like Oklahoma a whole lot here. I think they can win it.
So I feel like a lot of people like Oklahoma in this game, and I'm on Alabama Island. I don't know how good I feel. Notre Dame and Pitt, my friend, I think is a really fascinating game. The Irish are 12.5-point road favorites, and I've had to tell friends this week that have reached out to me here that are like casual college football fans. Like, this is not like your older brother's Pitt Panthers. They throw the ball all over the yard. It's not like a Narduzzi team, right? Notre Dame, 12.5, 54.5 the total. Who do you like in this game? And do you think that, as we've seen recently on game day, that Notre Dame will get slammed tomorrow prior to kickoff?
They always get slammed, but the problem is they've already been slammed. Like, this is a number I think should be 6. It opened at 10. I took it. I think it should be 6. I made it 6. So I was shocked when it opened up 10.5, and I took Pitt immediately. Then Narduzzi decides to cut his presser and say, someone reminded him that Notre Dame the last two times has beaten them like 110-13. And he said, thank you very much. And then someone asked, is this the biggest game of your season? He said, absolutely not. I don't care.
He said, it's not a must win. He goes, we can lose this game by 100 as long as we win our ACC games, which is asinine because they don't even control their own destiny. He should have just like not said anything.
And then the spread flew up to 12.5 because people think that he's just not going to play. Look, Pitt's defense is going to play, and Pitt's defense is fantastic against the run, and they're fantastic against outside zone, which is what Jadarian Price and Jeremiah Love run for Notre Dame. So Pitt's going to be able to stop that run, but they're leaky on the back end. Like I said about Georgia, it's the same thing about Pitt. They can let pass explosive. So I think the better play here is CJ Carr passing props over, which I hit, because he's going to have himself a day throwing the ball against Pitt's defense. The number's too high. I mean, I've got to stick to my power rating at this point. I'm not saying, the game falls on 6, but this is just way too high, and it's inflated because of what Narduzzi said. And I think it's a joke to think that a Pat Narduzzi team is going to show up and just lay down. They play to their competition, whether it's the worst team in FBS or the best team in FBS. Pitt always plays to the level of their competition, so I don't expect them to just not show up.
30 seconds to go here. Is your resolve in Indiana shaken at all after the near upset last week against Penn State that Mendoza and Omar Cooper rescue at the very end? 30 seconds for the answer.
No, I think Penn State is not getting enough credit for what they are since James Franklin has left. They're playing really hard for a half. They played against Ohio State really hard. I think they deserve that cover. They deserve almost a near win, and I think they're going to blow out Michigan State tomorrow. But as far as Indiana's concerned, they're beat up. I mean, you are going to pay a toll for running up 50 burgers on everybody. Like, you have some injuries now. Now, the good news is that the rest of the schedule's cake, but you better start taking your foot off the pedal and letting these guys heal up a little bit before you get to Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game. So, or if they beat Michigan, we'll see.
Would you like to revise your opinion that Indiana would beat Ohio State if they play in the Big Ten title game?
Indiana will beat Ohio State if they play, but Ohio State has to beat Michigan. Are we sure that's going to happen?
I mean, I think it's going to, but I'm wrong a lot. Colin, you're the best. Big Bets on Campus is the college football betting podcast. All the work can be found at actionnetwork.com, on Twitter at @_Colin1. My friend, I love you. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, Nick.
Our pal, Ryan Horvath, our BetMGM Network teammate, joins us coming up next. All of Ryan's football bets for the weekend.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.